This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Audible have thousands of audiobooks for kids and parents to download, from Michael Moore Pogo's Warhorse to Philip Pullman's His Dark Materials. So we've teamed up with Audible to give you a free audiobook when you sign up for a 1 month free trial of the Audible service. Find out more at funkidslive.com/free.
Marina Ventura Inside Biology with the Society of Biology. Hold on tight.
Hiya. Sitting comfortably? Well, today we're looking at things that like getting comfy in some pretty horrible habitats. Like inside your nose. We're going to take a closer look, but I think I'm going to need my waterproofs for this one. Wish me luck. Here in the nasal cavity, we can see that a cold virus has damaged the little hairs that normally keep the mucus moving. It's clogged up in a big stagnant puddle. Fancy a dip? Me neither. But lots of interesting things love making a home here. Let's paddle in a bit. Cool! We can see bacteria, viruses, and even fungi swimming around. Some are minding their own business, some are helping gobble up harmful organisms, but others are harming the body's cells, which is what has made this person unwell. Bacteria are funny things. Sometimes it's hard to say which are the goodies and which are the baddies, because bacteria can be both. Like that one over there. It's called Staphylococcus aureus. It looks like bunches of grapes, and you find them in most people's noses even when they're healthy. But when it starts to take over... Well, that's when it's outstayed its welcome. Did you know there are more bacteria in your body than there are of your own cells? Most of them are in your gut, where food is digested, and that's a pretty squidgy and smelly place to live. But the majority of bacteria are happier there than in drier and cleaner parts. Yuck. Let's see if MapApp can tell us more. Any other horrible habitats?
Lots. How about some nice mud?
The electronic essential for every explorer.
Mud looks pretty grotty, but it's a home for all sorts. Why not have a look in your back garden and see how many worms and insects there are? I bet you find a few. Estuaries are very muddy, silty places where rivers meet the ocean. Many fish and animals love living there. You'll find flatfish, bass and mullets swimming around in the shallow waters, whilst wading birds such as oyster catchers are picking tasty treats like cockles out of the mud. Cockles have been a yummy snack for humans for centuries. Next time you see some for sale, why not give them a try?
A muddy morsel? Sounds tasty.
Time for lunch. See you again soon. In the meantime, find out more at funkidslive.com/biology.
Marina Ventura Inside Biology with the Society of Biology. Hold on tight.
Audible have thousands of audiobooks for kids and parents to download, from Michael Moore Pogo's Warhorse to Philip Pullman's His Dark Materials. So we've teamed up with Audible to give you a free audiobook when you sign up for a 1 month free trial of the Audible service. Find out more at funkidslive.com/free.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.